the Saturday Light Brigade, and we'll welcome our Fairchild Challenge honorees in just a few moments. By the way, if you would like to send a note for us to pass along to them, you can do so by text at 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. In fact, Maya and Jordan, you just received a note from Grammy Suzanne, who mentions how proud she is of both of you for your creative work in the Fairchild Challenge and your heightened awareness of saving the planet, giving us all hope for a greener future. Hugs to both of them from Grammy Suzanne. And have a wonderful lunch. I didn't know lunch was part of this today. So that's for Jordan, who is at Ellis. Where's Jordan? Jordan's there. And for Maya, also at Ellis. Oh, you're right next to each other. What's nice, I guess we'll start with you guys since you got that little shout out there. So let's meet each of you. Let's pivot that over to Jordan so we can be sure we hear her voice. Hello.
Hi.
Tell me about yourself, how old you are. We know you go to the Ellis School.
Yeah, okay. I'm Jordan Merkel. I'm 11 years old, and yeah, I go to the Ellis School.
Well, it's nice to meet you, and that was your grandma that...
No, that was my
us. Okay, so you guys are friends, but do you both call her Grammy? Or no? Well, who is this person, Suzanne?
She's my grandma.
Your grandma. Tell me, Jordan, what do you like to do for fun?
I like to ride horses. I like animals. I don't know.
Well, that's great. Do you have a horse?
Not currently.
No. Well, I'm glad you like to horse ride. There's a lot you can do in this area. We'll all get a chance to talk. Let's say hello to Maya next. And hi, Maya.
Hi.
And I'll let you say hi back to Grammy Suzanne if you care to. That was sweet of her to write.
Hi, Grammy.
She's listening in State College.
I love you.
And you also are at Ellis. And what grade are you in?
I'm in sixth grade.
Okay. And we're going to talk about your project in a moment, but I'd like to know more about you. Do you have any hobbies or special interests?
Yeah, I like playing fast pitch softball. I love playing my cello, and I like horseback riding a lot.
Wow. The one that really caught my attention is fast pitch softball.
Yeah.
And what position do you play?
I play shortstop, center field, and pitcher.
Those are all challenging positions. You have a beautiful field at Ellis. Is that where you play?
Or? No, I play on a travel team called Vipers Softball right now, which is located in Portview.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad you're doing that. And fast pitch, it's still underhand, right? But it's just very
fast. It's very fast, yeah. It's very competitive. I love it.
Do you put spin on the ball or like
yes.
You can like make curve balls and
yeah,
other things?
Well, I can't make a curve ball, but maybe when I'm older.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you. And also, do we have one or two more students from Ellis? You're from Ellis as well. Hello.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself. What's your name?
My name is Moira.
And you are also in sixth grade?
Yeah.
And would you, I should be asking all of you if you want to say hello to anybody, any shout outs. So I'll come back to the two of you. But any shout outs to anyone who might be listening?
Probably not.
No? And tell me about yourself. What do you like to do for fun?
I like to read. I also like cats and like animals as well. So I like swimming too. I'm Yeah.
Yeah, you all like animals, horses, cats, and others. Do either of you want to say a shout-out, Maya or Jordan, to anybody?
Yeah. I'd like to say thanks to my grandma for supporting me, for everything and loving me, and to my parents and my brother Nathaniel, and to my grandma and pap.
And we'll check Jordan. You're welcome to say hello to anybody.
Hi, everybody.
Everybody. That's all. That's a good bet, always. Now, let's see who we have next, and we'll go to you. What's your name?
My name's Samai.
It's nice to meet you, and you're also at Ellis, right?
Yes, I'm in Ellis.
And also in the sixth grade class. Any shout-outs to you at all?
I'd like to shout out to my dad and my mom and my sisters for supporting me, and yeah.
Excellent. What do you like to do for fun?
Well, I like to go on the computer. I like to be with my cat Blanco, and I like writing and, you know, all that.
And Blanco is a white kitty, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I thought so. Well, it's nice to meet you. Now we're going to pivot over. I have a 50-50 chance. Are you from Gateway?
Yeah, we're from Gateway.
I did it right. What's your name?
My name's Jocelyn.
And tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm in 11th grade. I participate in marching band and winter percussion. I'm actually missing winter percussion right now to be here.
Oh, no. What do you play?
I play vibraphone.
Excellent. Do you like it?
I really like it. I love performing.
So what grade are you in now?
11th grade.
Okay. Was it hard when you first joined the drum line?
I have been in marching band and winter percussion since I was in 9th grade, so I'm kind of used to it.
Okay. But. Well, that's great. I played percussion and marching band, too, and really, really enjoyed it. Any hellos or shout-outs?
My family, who's here.
Excellent. Well, it's nice to meet you, and we'll talk about your projects in just a moment. Let's meet who's sitting next to you, who I think is also from Gateway. Hello.
Hello.
And tell me about yourself.
My name is Deeksha. I'm in 11th grade as well. I swim competitively, and I play tennis competitively as well, and I play the piano.
Guys, all of you are very multi-talented, and all girls today from our Fairchild Challenge segment. And I suspect you're representing Shaler today. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name, and tell me about yourself.
I'm Bella Greco. I enjoy gymnastics, robotics, I play a few instruments, and I go to Act One Theater School, and I'm currently in the musical Peter Pan.
What role do you have?
Captain Hook.
Oh, that's a pretty exciting role.
Yeah, it's fun.
When does the show run?
It's April 28th and April 30th.
Oh, so you've got time to prepare, and if you care to, let us know, and maybe we can have you come on and help publicize it when we're a little closer. Any shout-outs to anybody or hellos?
Probably to my Zia and my mom. I mean, they help me a lot, and I love them.
Great. And as you're listening, if you want to send any words of encouragement or say hello, you can reach us at 412-200-5975. Ideally, by text. We'd love to have you with us this morning. So who can tell us about this month's challenge? I'd like to kind of engage you in discussion. Just make sure a microphone is in front of you. And can somebody tell us in general what the challenge was about?
I can.
Okay.
So the big challenge this year is, well, for this part, is biophilia, which is bringing the outdoors indoors. So for our school, we are trying to figure out how we can incorporate things that would normally be outside into our school to make school days more interesting.
And that's Bella. So how did you address the challenge?
Well, we first went around our school and we took pictures of places we thought we might want to jazz up. And then we did some research on different things like infinity pools to be able to add to our school.
And that would be infinity pools for students to actually use. That's pretty awesome.
Yes.
To do that. Why would an infinity pool be good for the environment?
we could have a generator underneath, which could help us with our power at school. So if we have the water going through that, it's actually saving us some money for electricity.
That makes sense. And these pools are kind of cool. Does anybody else want to talk a little bit about their project and how they met the challenge? And we're going to turn over to our first two Ella students, Maya and Jordan. And, you know, I realized, who plays cello again? You were here with us with Cello Fury, right?
Yes, I was.
I just recognized you from that. Tell us about your project.
So we created a biophilia science room.
Yeah.
And we created a glass ceiling so that we could see the sky and the light. And we also, saw how much water we wasted, every day, and where does it go?
Yeah.
So we decided to make a rain barrel water fountain.
Where, you would have the rain would come through, and it would sort of, filter into the water fountain, and you would, drink it.
And did kids actually drink from it?
Well, we didn't actually create it. We made plans
okay,
for it.
Okay, you designed it.
Yeah.
Tell me about your first one again. Where was this, the plants that you set up and the glass ceiling?
So it was supposed to be, it was a plan for a science room.
Okay.
And we thought, what better to do a biophilia classroom than in a science room, because that's where you do all your, exploring in the nature and stuff like that. So it was really fun to create that, and it was just really relaxing to think, wow, this might be a classroom someday.
Very cool. So a lot of this work was involved in designing and planning. That would be true with the infinity pool,
too, yeah.
Just coming up with a proposal. And by the way, what is biophilia? Can somebody explain that to me? One of our Gateway students, please. This is Jocelyn.
Biophilia is incorporating nature into the school, and it has a lot of good psychological effects on people. So you can... just in architecture in general. So it's really good to have it in workplaces as well, because it really inspires other people to try their best.
So love of biology, biophilia, for love or affinity. So it's really any way that you can incorporate natural elements in the school. That's a really great challenge. Tell me what you did at Gateway.
Deeksha and I did a lot of extensive research on biophilia and exactly what the effects are of it. And how it can psychologically improve the performance of students and stuff, and how in other workplaces,
it can also save us money. It improves all employees' work ethic as well, and it also improves the students' performance. We looked at different traits of our schools, how we can incorporate greenery into walls or in the hallways, and yeah.
Yeah, our Gateway team, by the way, is a high school team. The others here today are middle school teams. So you took a bit of a different tack to it. Did you were you surprised by some of the research that you did in terms of maybe how conclusive it was?
Yeah, I didn't really know much about biophilia before I started working on this project, and it was really cool to see how much of a difference it makes.
And are there some things that you think you can easily incorporate without spending a lot of money? Thought about that?
Yeah, you can definitely incorporate plants and stuff into even your home, and it makes it more relaxing.
Even the studio, you can have a house plant right there.
And also large windows and open spaces are really good too. Plus it saves money on electricity.
Yeah.
By the way, Liz Temple says hello to you. Do you know who that is?
Yeah, she's our friend.
Well, she's listening, and she says hello.
I love you, Liz.
And is happy. is happy that you're tuned in, and or that she's happy to be tuned in and hearing from you. We've talked. Did we cover all of the projects? Let's get some more information, Bella.
Well, we had our kids split up into groups and make their own project. So we had a bunch of different projects, the project I worked on was having a hamster for each kid at our school so that if they're ever stressed, they can just play with the little hamster or put it in a ball and just let it roll around.
What a great idea. And these are all ideas, not necessarily implemented, right?
Yeah. We're hoping, maybe.
And were there any others to share?
We had the idea of our staircases being glass and having vines and flowers inside for there. And then we're going to have a treehouse built into our library so that we can just step right outside if we need a break.
Very good. These are all really fascinating ideas. Any more? I want to be sure we summarize all of them.
I don't think... I think that's about it.
Okay. And how about a gateway? Were there other things beyond the research that you did?
Well, we decided that we'd collect a lot of bottle caps and, like, form natural...
This is something we actually did.
Yeah.
Through our environmental club.
We gathered, collected a lot of bottle caps and recycled them into a project that was inspired from nature. We made like a giant sun, giant trees and stuff on pieces of wood.
And this is something that's like you can easily do. It helps recycle and you can make cool designs out of them.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. What a good idea. And anything else to report on Gateway? I'm going to come back to you in a second with something else. But it's always depending on how enthusiastic everybody's involvement has been. There's always a lot to talk about. Let me turn to Ellis. We mentioned some of your projects. Are there others that we should make note of?
Well, like in the other schools, we in our class, we each kind of broke off into groups or solo things, and we each made like a little poster or something and then to submit. So not everyone got picked, but I feel like a lot of people worked really hard on it, and I think that is kind of what counts.
Mm-hmm.
So what I think what I did is I was kind of going with a butterfly theme, I guess. So since, like, the monarchs are kind of, like, their population's decreasing, I put, like, a butterfly garden where we have, like, a picnic table and, like, trees. And I know a few people in our class were taking other classrooms in our elementary school and, like, making them nicer.
One thing I noticed, I was at Ellis on Wednesday for your centennial day, and maybe other schools have this too, but you have a salad bar with growing, I'm guessing, herbs in the salad bar in the cafeteria. I thought that was really cool to repurpose a salad bar that way. Anything else that you girls want to mention that we may have missed?
We all broke up into separate projects at my school in the class. So what I did was I designed the library, the middle school and upper school library, and, you know, because, you know, it's relaxing and biophilia also helps you, you know, relax. And so what better place to be than the library? And so we, like, incorporated, like, water walls that, like, where it's, like, instead of, like, actual walls, it's, like, water falling down. And we incorporated, you know, like, honeybees and native bees because, you know, their population is going down because of pesticides and everything. So we incorporated, like, beehives and, like, you know, natural herbs and flowers and plants and vegetables and stuff like that.
You guys all did really great projects. Anything else from Ellis at all? Do you girls have any questions of each other regarding your schools? You may not, but I want to be sure you have a chance to ask one another.
Do you guys have like a class that you work on this? We call it GATE at our school. Do you have a class for like the gifted program?
Well, it's not exactly that. We have a grade. Well, our sixth grade does it. Like all of the sixth grade does the project. It's not like a certain class that you take. It's our whole homeroom class that does the project.
Oh.
At Gateway, we have a program called AIM, which is a gifted program. It's not really a class. It's like an activity type thing that you have to be selected to be into. And this wasn't like required for anyone. It was something that we picked. And our AIM teacher came up to us and asked us if we wanted to do this project. And so we decided to tackle it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's kind of like with us too. You have to get into it, but then it's a class we have pretty much every day, and then if we wanted to, we could do the projects.
Well, one question I had for each of you is how you feel about the environment right now, whether you're feeling hopeful for the future based on what you see around you, or if you have any wishes for other people to maybe change behaviors or do things. I saw you nodding your head right away, so let me start by asking Deeksha.
Like even in the streets in Pittsburgh, you can see like trees on intervals on the streets, which is an example of biophilia. It incorporates nature into modern life, which I see as hopeful for the future.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's really put a lot of energy into its trees lately through Tree Pittsburgh and other efforts. Jocelyn, anything that you think?
I definitely think that our generation has more access to information, so we're able to like better understand what's going on with our environment, so we have more knowledge, like able to help fix the environment. So I'm hopeful for the future.
Excellent. Your mom said good job, by the way. She sent a text while we were talking. Bella, any thoughts about the future, feeling hopeful or worried, or any thoughts that you wish other people would consider?
I feel like it's kind of up to us on what's going to happen. It could be futuristic and amazing. Like, have you ever seen the Jetsons?
Sure.
And so it seems like it could be like that, or it could really become disastrous, because sometimes we really don't care about important things. But what the technology we have could really be amazing. So it could go either way for me.
That's a good. So a lot of it is in our hands, it sounds like, the way you're putting it. And let me turn to Ellis. Any thoughts about the future, where we are now and how things are?
Well, I think we're off to a really good start in Pittsburgh, because there's a lot of plant walls down in the city. And I think it's always really cool walking by there. And also a lot of small communities in the suburbs are really trying, helping to plant more trees and be aware of the environment.
That's a good observation. We have a lot of LEED certified buildings. Do you guys know what those are? LEED certified buildings for their environmental construction or features. Any other thoughts?
I think that everyone has their role in taking place. You know, like, it really depends on every individual being to take their place, you know, to help the environment, you know, to recycle and not just, like, throw everything in the trash, to not litter. And, you know, just everyone has their place and, you know, their role to help out.
Anybody else with any comments? One more here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I feel like we're doing really good with keeping like the environment safe, but if we aren't like careful with our actions, that something could go downhill. But
no, that's a good. I mean, tiny things can have a really big impact.
Yeah.
Right. And one more, and then we'll all.
I've definitely got hopes for what the future could bring climate-wise. And having been to places that have really good, like, energy systems and places that are looking really green, and then being places that are not so much and maybe are more polluted than others, I think that it definitely depends on the decisions we make as a person, in that we can't just do this. We can't have just one group doing it. I think it has to be the whole world involved in this if we're going to make it.
And Jocelyn, it looks like you had one more thing to say.
Yeah, speaking of environmentally friendly buildings, in Carnegie Mellon University, they have a lot of like rooftop gardens and they use solar energy. And there's this one building in particular, I can't remember what it is, but they have like a ton of like green walls. There's just like biophilia examples everywhere, and it's really cool.
I want to thank all of you for being here. You've made our studio more biophilic. You're all living, breathing forms of life that are here. Good luck to all of you, and thank you for being with us.
Thank you.